Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this March 28th, 2025. Have your host, James, here. And boy, we've been looking forward to this all week long. We're talking Scouting America for the next 20-some minutes. We've got a bunch of great individuals in with us. I'm going to let them introduce themselves so you guys can put a voice to the name, and we'll get into some information about Scouting America. We'll go down the line here and let you introduce yourselves.
So I'm Sam Hansen. I'm the district executive for this area. My job is to handle all the things that help our troops run smoothly.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for being here. Good to see you again.
Well, I'm Angel Sherman, and I am an Eagle Scout out of 9171/171 here in a troop in Wisconsin Rapids.
Great to meet you, Angel. Thanks for being here.
And I am Amy Sherman. I am the district's activity chair for the Ottawagam District, and I'm also a scoutmaster for 9171/171. Here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Thanks for being here, Amy. This is an audio medium, of course, so you guys don't get to see Amy's cool hair. She has awesome hair, you guys. Awesome hair. We're going to talk a little Scouting America here, get into some of the activities, some of the cool things that you guys are up to. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with you, Angel, because we don't often get a chance to actually talk to a current member of Scouting and finding out what got you to want to be involved in this. How did you get involved with it?
Well, it started out in when my little brother was in like first grade, and he joined in scouting in the Cub Scout unit, and I saw everything that they were doing, and they're having a good time, and they did a lot of camping, and I discovered that through camping, I really liked nature, so I decided I was going to join the moment that females were allowed in scouting. But when 2019 came around, I wasn't allowed in Cub Scouts, so I joined the local troop, which was 171. But we had to make our own troop, so I founded 9171 and started promoting girls joining ours so that we could start doing our own things, like camping, and have been doing that since then.
Angel, you're a bit of a sleeper here. I didn't expect all that. That is really impressive.
Thank you.
Is incredibly impressive. I right away wanted to ask, what it means for you as a lady to be in part of this. You just touched on that a little bit and how this wasn't always the case. And now that we're here, where anybody can join Scouting, and how Scouting has gotten so much more inclusive and much more representative of our areas. It's something that Kevin and I have talked about on air, off air quite a bit too, the importance of this. For one, just to be blunt about it, to keep Scouting relevant and alive, that has been a big part of this. Scouting has been important to many of my friends growing up, and I know how much they loved it. We want to keep these programs alive and around for kids. But the idea of taking it to the next level and having women involved in it and everything. First, this is just me talking. This should have happened a long time ago. But I'll say here we are now, and here is an opportunity. Like, we're going to talk about the cool things that you guys are doing and how you're impacting communities, helping, doing all these things. Let's just take this one story, just this one story that Angel's telling us right here. You started this troop.
I did, yes.
It started because of you. Mm-hmm. That felt pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Build some confidence in you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was shoved right into the senior patrol leader position, which is the highest position a youth could lead, which is just leading my entire troop.
I'll let you in on something, Angel, that you'll find out as you get to be older and you can become an adult. One of the jobs of us as adults is to build you guys up, is to make you feel more confident, is to help you, whatever you do in life, you take that confidence with you. You just did it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive. That's really cool. That's very, very cool. And it's cool. Just one thing good. And it's just one thing that has come of this, I imagine. So just taking this one individual story tells you everything you need to know about how important this program is, how important Scouting is, what it can do for young people, how it can build them up, help them take this confidence. I can only imagine you're going to do great things as you get older, Angel. But whatever you do, we're not sure what you might do, but you're going to want some confidence with it. You're going need some of that with it. And that's just one thing that Scouting has done. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. Nice work. Nice work.
Yeah, of course.
What would you say to young people out there listening, or parents out there listening, to encourage people to be a part of Scouting? What would you say?
I would say, if you're thinking about it, just do it. Because honestly, I joined because I thought about it and wanted to do it. And it changed my life completely. I am a much better person than I thought I would be. And it has taught me a lot. So if you're thinking about it, just do it.
Well done, Nigel. Well done. I feel a little bit bad for Sam and Amy. They got to follow that, but no.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Nice work. Appreciate that. I did want to talk a little bit, Amy, about some of the activities that you guys have coming up and some of the unique things that you guys are doing over there. Can we touch on some of that?
The end of April, April 25th through the 27th, we are doing a spring camporee out at the historical Point Bass. At Wakely. This is where we get together for the full weekend and we will have different activities going on from orienteering, lashing. We're also going to have the WASA GPAA come in for gold panning and whatnot. They're going to bring in all their awesome equipment and show the scouts and other leaders there that how to gold pan. And it's going to be really cool because we're also opening up to the public. This camporee is a pioneering / recruitment camporee. So we are encouraging scouts to invite their friends out for the day to see what scouting is truly about. Because the best way to actually see it is do it. So we're super stoked about that.
So real quick about that program. For one, this is one of my favorite things when nonprofits work together. And you guys and our friends at Historic Point Bass, they join us once a month, if not twice a month. And we love to help keep history alive over there and be a small little part of what they do over there. And then to take scouting over there to really learn some of these things that is important in scouting, but also just kind of cool to learn and be able to take pride in your area and the history of your area. And then you mentioned the panhandling thing. That's awesome. That is wild. That is a really cool idea. And having somebody that really knows their stuff coming over there to talk about it, that's really cool.
That is correct. It's one of the things that we're trying to do, especially in the Ottawagam district. We're trying to really bring in the community and branch out and get that support because as scouters, it's really important for us to give back to the community and to build those relationships because we really enjoy what we do and we want other people to come and see the enjoyment, especially in the scouters' faces, because that's where it's at. The youth themselves, they run a majority of my camporees. The last camporee I did, it was purely youth-led. The only thing I did was make sure nobody got injured or died. That was my thing. Otherwise, my youth ran the whole entire camporee, and that's how we're working at this next one. So, I mean, it's all about empowering the youth as much as possible.
Sound a little bit like when I babysat my brother and sister. Sounds a little bit. Those are great notes. Thank you for that. And I'm curious to just a real quick side note here. As Angel was mentioning, you know, this being more inclusive, bringing more, you know, women involved in it. It's not like it happened yesterday, but I imagine that we're still trying to get the word out about that. Are you finding that it's still something we're working on?
That is correct. Honestly, as much promoting as we've been doing, we're still trying to get out there. Females are more than welcome here. Yes, we have the Girl Scouts, and the Girl Scouts is a great program. They are amazing also. But if you want to do more of the camping and the out hands-on-hands thing, the Scouting America program is an amazing choice, especially for those females that are more outdoorsy and want to get their hands dirty. And we want everyone, boys, girls, everyone. We want everyone. And it's an amazing program. And it's just amazing to watch the scouts come in and grow because it's just an amazing experience. It changes their lives. It really does.
Oh, well said.
And with all the opportunities that come with scouting, Angel got to go to the Capitol this week for scouting.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did. She gave the report to the Senate that they do every year. So seven scouts from the districts, from one from each of the councils, went up and gave the reports. And Angel was Sam Osett's scouter to go up, the Eagle Scout, to go up there and give the report this year to the senators and to Governor Evers. So.
Angel, you rock. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
One of the things that I really focus on when it comes to the youth and ways to empower you guys, help you guys, and one of the things I encourage any chance you get is to do public speaking. Almost anything you do in life, you're going to have to do some public speaking on some level or another. And the way to get good at it is reps, is just doing it, you know, and the more you do it, the more comfortable you feel with it. So just that opportunity is great. But then the people that you were speaking to, like, nice. nicely done. That's very cool. And that's great. I appreciate you guys bringing that up. That's a great example of what we're talking about here and the things that these kids can do to really build them up, along with also just getting some great experiences, some great, life experiences. One of the things that I like about scouting is how it can start a spark in so many different areas that you just don't know. Here's another one. Where, who knows, we need great young people to want to be involved in politics, in our environment, so many different areas and so many different categories. Who knows where that spark might happen because of some of these programs and activities. That's really cool. Yep. Are there some other things that you wanted to mention that you guys are up to?
I know one of the other activities we're doing in May is what it's called is a District Pinewood Derby. So Ottawagam will take all their little cubbies that want to run their Pinewood Derby cars again over to Nakusa High School May 10th, and they will be able to enter that and run their cars down the track and just have a fun-filled day of derby racing. So
it's a long-time tradition in scouting.
yes, it is, and they absolutely love it, from Cub Scouts all the way up to the BSA troop side. They love the cars, and they do an amazing job on building these cars and racing these cars. So it's a fun time to watch them light up as their car is going down that track. So
I got a friend of mine, and we're old, but he was in scouting when we were young, and he still has his. Like, it meant so much to him. He really enjoyed it that much. It's fun to hear those activities that are still around, while also, I give such a credit to scouting and evolving. You know, and being able to keep some of those fun things that kids did when they were young or a long time ago, but we're still doing now, and keeping those alive while also kind of just evolving, and whether it is being more inclusive or it's just some of the activities you guys are up to and ways that you're impacting our communities. You hit it on the head earlier, of course, with the giving back, and that's what this comes down to. And there's no downside to that. There's no, negative to that and everything. And more that young people see that, hopefully the more we get young people involved as they get older and become adults like us and everything, and tend to do these things. I did want to take some time to talk about the food campaign coming up next month. Let's dive right into that.
So Scouting for Food is our biggest volunteer project that the Scouts do throughout the state of Wisconsin and throughout the United States. But specifically in our area of Wisconsin Rapids, our packs and troops are going out on April 5th. They're going to distribute yellow door hangers in different neighborhoods that they have chosen that they are going to walk through, hang them on doors. But these door hangers are going to say that they're looking for non-perishable food items to be donated on April 12th. And it's really easy. This scouting event is you collect the door hanger, realize that you want to donate food to our parishes, our food pantries. And so on April 12th, when all the Scouts are going to go back out into the community, all you have to do is take your yellow door hanger and tape it onto a plastic bag full of non-perishable food items. And the Scouts will go through all the neighborhoods and pick them up and take them to their local food banks. And this is amazing. The Scouts are taking two Saturdays out of their own spring. It is going to be really nice out, and they're doing this so that we can feed our community. And they're taking the steps to go and plan the areas that they're going to go to, pick up all of the food, and in the end it's going to be thousands of pounds of food that our community can now tap into. And so April 5th, if you are if you receive a yellow door hanger that has Scouting America, the Scouting for Food, you keep that, hold on to it until April 12th. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to participate in our food drive, take it, tape it onto the bag, and set it on your doorstep. We would really like to see that yellow door hanger on there so that we know that it is for the Scouting for Food and it's not your Walmart pickup order.
Yes.
And if we do miss, if there are Scouts do miss your donation bag, you can also take it to your local food pantry and get to know the people that work there and get comfortable with taking perishable items to that area.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Nicely done. One of the things that, and I've been honest with this audience for over 20 years about this topic. This is one of my more passions. This is one of my, as far as hunger and helping people with that. Where I come from, that is something that didn't have enough of these kind of things. So when it comes to being able to help one person, let alone a whole community or multiple communities, it's all hands on deck and we want to help out. I always like to take a moment, too, to credit this community because, man, this community steps up with these things. Another great nonprofit that we work with, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, they do a number of events like this. And it, I've been able to be a part of those as a judge for the United We Can events. And it just I've been doing it for, like, I think, 7 or 8 years. And every year I'm blown away by the amount of food that is donated and how much people care. And one of the other things that's come up from the United Way is the ALICE report and talking about that. And the numbers speak for themselves that so many of your neighbors, your friends, your family are right next, or if not on the cusp of it, on the other side of needing help, needing assistance. I like to touch on this as much as I can, too, because they won't do it and not enough people know about it. So many of our military, our veterans are struggling right now to put food on the table, and they're not going to ask for it because they don't ask for help. That's not what they do. And I grew up with a lot of soldiers, and I'll tell you, I know what I'm talking about here. This is on us as a community to step up for them and to be there for them. And here, man, scouting couldn't make it easier for you. All you got to do is open your door. Just open your door, grab that thing, and just put it right back out there, and boom, it's done. And not for nothing, as much as all this is a good thing to do, and just we want you to do it to be a part of it, I will say it feels good. It feels so good to be a part of something like this. Even a small part of it, it goes so much farther than we can explain. There are, I was talking before about kids. I think a lot of people, when they focus on hunger, they immediately think of an adult. They immediately think of older people and stuff. And I don't, you know, want to skate past that. That's important. But the stats speak for themselves. 80-some% of those individuals are parents and have kids. And that's, again, coming back to building kids up and having a better future for these kids and for all of us. It goes so much farther than just putting food on the table. Food is energy. Food is life. It helps them in school, helps these individuals at work, which helps your tax dollars. It is a domino effect, everybody. So just by doing this one thing, putting those non-perishable food items on your front, right outside your door or something like that, you're affecting all these areas. You're impacting all these different areas from one can of food. It's incredible to be able to do that, and it's incredible what you guys are doing with this. It's a really nice system, too. Like, couldn't make it easier for people. Yeah. Really couldn't. Was there anything else that we want to let people know about as far as that program goes? When is it starting up again? Next month?
Yep, so April 5th, we are going to distribute the yellow door hangers, and then April 12th is when our scouts are going to pick up the perishable food items from those areas.
If a house doesn't have one of those yellow hangers there, but they still would like to be a part of this, we just encourage them to donate those items to their local food pantry?
Yes, sir.
Right on. So that's another great opportunity for you to do that, everybody. And again, keeping in mind, the individuals that you're helping are oftentimes people that you may know in town because, let's be honest, it's not just soldiers. We grew up in the Midwest. We don't ask for help. We run some dirt on it and we keep walking. That's what we do here in the Midwest. And I love our people for that. But it's also where we kind of have to, we know that about each other. So stepping up in these situations can mean so much and go so much farther than we can realize. As we're wrapping up, I started with putting Angel on the spot. I mean, asking her questions. What I'd like to do to wrap up here a little bit before we let people give the audience information on how they can find out more about scouting and be a member of scouting, I'd like to ask both of you adults how you got involved in scouting and why you continue to be involved in scouting. And we'll go ahead and go down the line here a little bit, if you don't mind.
So I got into scouting in middle school. My siblings were in scouting, and at the time I wasn't allowed to hang out during the meetings and stuff like that. It was more of just for the scouts and not directly impacting the families. But when I was in middle school, they started allowing the siblings to join the meetings, and then I got to go on to a youth-led trip in Wyoming where we did trail work and we backpacked like 40 miles one trip. And that's what got me into it. And I also got to be a senior patrol leader like Angel is right now. And it's a very proud thing to be a part of because you get to take on that leadership. And it's really boosted me it helped me go to college with being a senior patrol leader and being involved with venturing with scouting. So I'm very proud of you, Angel, for also stepping up and taking on that role.
Right on. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm.
I got involved. I was a Girl Scout when I was younger and I absolutely loved it. But my youngest son wanted to join Cub Scouts. So I got involved that way with Cub Scouts and I took on small roles. In 2018, I helped set back up Troop 171 for the boys to cross over. And then in 2019, they said girls could be part of the troop. And well, Angel here needed a home, so I decided to help her found Troop 9171, so I became the Scoutmaster of 9171, and I've been running that for the last 5 years. We've done some really awesome things with 9171. Angel and I and another scout joined another female troop. We went to Sea Base in Florida and did a whole experience there, which was amazing. So we have our numbers there in Florida at Sea Base. And then this last year, they did the pilot program where we joined forces with our male counterparts but that we worked really well with. So we are now officially part of 171. And so males and females are together, working together how the program should be going, because when you put males and females together, they just make each other better. They push each other. The females are pushing the males to do so much more. And it is just, it is an amazing experience to watch from start up to where you end up now. It's just, oh, it's incredible.
Really good to hear. That's really good to hear. And I appreciate you guys sharing all that and everything you shared with us and our audience today. I have no doubt that people want to find out more. They may even want to be a part of scouting or get their kids involved in scouting. And certainly, even if it's not your kids and you want to get involved, we're always looking for volunteers and good people to be a part of this amazing program. If they would like to know more, should we send them to the website? Is there contact information that we can give them?
Yep. So the easiest, if you just Google Be a Scout or How Do I Join Scouting, it's going to take you to the national page where you can look up based on youth age or if you want to be an adult volunteer. And then you just put in your area code and then it shows you exactly the closest packs and troops that are next to you. But if you want to learn about local events, you can look at the samoset.org and that's where you can find all of our events that are going on.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I cannot thank you guys enough for joining us today. You guys were awesome. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to talking with you again real soon, okay? And stay in touch. We'll be talking about the events coming up in April, and we'll bring you back real soon. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all of you for listening, all of our guests all week long, and of course, the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you. We'll be back with more coming up next week right here, 97.5 FM WFHR.